This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A measure that would require landlords to have a reason to evict a tenant has almost cleared the Colorado State House. It would let tenants continue to rent if they pay on time and comply with other rules in the lease. The bill has passed the state Senate and now goes to the House. Voters in Steamboat Springs have rejected a workforce housing bid. The Brown Ranch annexation vote was a key step in a project that would have built up to 2,200 units of mixed-income housing. Steamboat Springs City Council President Gail Gary.
There's been a lot of work that got us to where we are today, but the vote reflects that there's more work that needs to be done.
The property was purchased with a $24 million anonymous donation to the Yampa Valley Housing Authority. Denver Public Schools has won a ruling from the Colorado Supreme Court in a case over student searches. The case involved a student who committed several firearms offenses. As a condition of returning to campus in 2019, his high school required the student to undergo daily searches. The following school year, a search of his bag discovered a loaded gun. The court found that search was warranted and that safety plans can carry over between school years. Quitting smoking adds years in quality of life. CPR health reporter John Daly explains many Coloradans and health providers are taking that message to heart.
62-year-old Teresa Haga Golshevsky is from Centennial. She quit after smoking for decades, but not until after she got diagnosed with small cell lung cancer. A protective mask used in treatment now helps her make a point.
It's a mask for the brain radiation, and it's pretty scary looking. And when you start telling people your story, they look at this and they get scared.
Now, she and others advocate for more money for cancer screening and tobacco prevention and cessation. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This is CPR News, NKRCC.